No,
so,
no,
yeah.
it's a Gnostic text. It's a Gnostic text. Bob wrote it when he was a little boy in
1773.
Yeah. Listen to the Dark Soul. Hey, Carolyn, listen to the Dark Soul laugh. Listen to the Dark Soul laugh.
I know. It's a wonder I'm still alive.
You lumped me into Bob, Lucifer, and Satan. Is there a difference between Lucifer and Satan? They're just different names for the same phenomenon?
Depends on the zeitgeist.
Which is the medium? Like, is it a Gutenberg galaxy or a Marconi electric galaxy? Is that what you mean?
Yes, it is. Good.
Yeah.
Only you would know the difference in Marconi and Gutenberg.
And it may, you know, you could say that's the medium, the technology of the day. There might be other factors, top-down management changes, change Lucifer and Satan, or is it basically
maybe,
the...
Maybe, but that's up to you.
Right, so what is my role with the two of them? I'm above their situation? Comfort them?
Hopefully, we'll see.
Do I do things? Do I encourage them to do what he, little man calls bad things to them, the little man?
Well, if you don't, who does?
Well, wouldn't Lucifer, isn't he motivated?
Not now. Not since you came on board. You're in charge now, Bob. Lucifer's lost all of his wallow.
Right. So, in that interview with Sean Stone, Oliver Stone's son, at the end I pronounced how I accept my evil. That was Ofidel talking, right?
Yeah.
I accept the evil I do. I think I looked evil when I was saying it, slightly, cackling evil. Would you agree that I did?
Yeah, that's not too odd. That's pretty normal, Bob.
Okay. And my when the dark soul laughs, it does sound evil to most people.
Yeah, uncaring, distracted, distractive, unmitigated, faltering, insincere. Yeah, like that.
Why does Susanna like my chuckle? She comments on that often, the dark soul's chuckle.
Well,
Bob's
it's like
chuckle.
Kamala. It's like Kamala Harris's laugh. It's just insidious. It's just insidious, Bob. You just can't help but laugh at it.
What, Carol?
You're not like that.
No, I have a good laugh. I not like her stupid laugh. It's insincere, hers. Mine's sincere. You don't hear it that way, I am?
It was just a reference point, Bob. It wasn't it was in place of. It was just a reference of not like it. It wasn't like that. It was did the same work as it.
The same effect. Does she have
mostly?
Does she have a ridiculous laugh because she's ridiculous, or she's the whore of Babylon? Is that what's coming through, the whore of Babylon?
No. She is quadriphenic, like you.
Okay, that explains her shifting personality with different people. Right? And probably people don't, they see that and they don't like it. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Do they see me as quadriphenic and they don't like that?
Well, like is relative. You don't stick around long enough to see if they like it or not. You cut them out and put them off the line and put them on mute and get the fuck out of here. Why are you here? Get away from me. Don't you touch me with that thing of yours. Get away from me. I don't like you. Go away. Go to Andrew Crystal's world. He'll help you.
Andrew Crystal, did you say?
Yeah.
Crystal.
Yes, we did. Andrew Crystal.
Okay, my next question, thank you for that. Sidney Powell has gone to court a couple of days ago or yesterday, very recently, And it's a local court, a state court, you would call it.
It was filed in Georgia. It's still in Georgia, yeah.
What are Sydney's chances? Okay, Ian said, no more multiple potentials, everything's set. Is Sydney going to have a bigger impact than she's had so far with her information and her trials and court?
All her stuff has been perfect, 100%. It's just not been acknowledged yet, but it will be.
Yeah, it's set to be acknowledged when you say all is set.
Yeah.
That's a correct application of your term, everything's set. We can apply it to Sydney's court fate, right? That's set.
Yeah. So everybody's acting like she lost, but she ain't lost shit. She ain't lost nothing.
Right, and she had to put a notice of it. Carol and I saw last night, they're idiots. They say she's denied everything she said. That's blatant satanic management of
right.
the news.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Where does the choke point, LaRouche called it, where is the dictating of what the newsmakers say coming from? Is it in New York? Is it in Washington? Is it in NORAD?
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's the problem. It's the issue. You can't gauge anything by anything anymore. That's all we told you. You're in that place, that lost place, lost in space.
Right. So local editors are saying it. It's all different levels of source for the story. Towards Sydney. Yeah. The fact that she's all wrong.
Well, not just Sydney. Pick something.
Right.
Dr. Seuss tried to fuck my baby. Dr. Seuss tried to fuck my baby. Oh, goddamn Dr. Seuss. It was Dr. Seuss. That's why I'm fucked up. It's Dr. Seuss. I knew. It was a cat in a hat. That's what hurt me. See how ridiculous that is?
Don't even start
talking about the Three Stooges. Don't even start talking about the little rascals. That Darla, she was a whoremonger. Darla was a whore. I'm in the mood for love. If it should rain, we'll let it. Honey, but now forget it. I'm in the mood for love. The pedophile. Alfalfa was. So pick something, Bob. And just,
let me say something.
Declassified cancel culture. Yep.
Okay. I appreciate your entertaining me, but I forgot to say that the tick body is the source for the anti-Sydney one day, the pro-Sydney the next day. Tick body's covering the whole spectrum, right?
Yeah, no comment.
Why no comment?
I'm going to say, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts.
It's because Sydney's a tough one for the tick body to alter her image.
But she's like you. She won't go away.
Yeah, that's right. She won't go away. And is she quite confident? Like she said the other day, we're going to the mat. We're going to take these people, Dominion or so, to the mat. She's quite knowing she can do that.
She knows she has because of the evidentiary condition.
Wow. And Dominion knows she's got them?
Well, Dominion's trying to deny everything they can.
If they can. But.
Well, yeah, they want it to come out in their favor. They want this to be done. Mr. Raffensperger, Barger, Secretary of State, he's trying to figure out how Trump's a son of a bitch. He's going to make up shit till he does. And Kemp's in trouble. He's supporting Trump. He's going to go right out of office. Y'all in Georgia now, Bob. You ain't in Kansas anymore. They don't put up with that shit over here.
But what? They're in Georgia, they're pro-Trump, or in Georgia, they're mean, and they're going to get Trump?
Pro-Trump.
Right. And who's Kemp?
He's the governor of the great state of Georgia.
Oh, okay, right. And
who would not have been the Georgia? Who would not have been the governor of the state of Georgia? What not for the endorsement of Donald J. Trump.
I know. So Kemp's going to nail it, or he's going to convert to Trumpism pretty quickly?
He's
going to get nailed
to it, but He's already converted, but it doesn't matter. He's been disloyal. So Trump says, sorry, you're not loyal. I can't trust you. Get the fuck out.
And that's that. So does that mean he loses an election, or he has to resign ahead of an election?
His next election, he'll be what they call
removed.
What they call no. He'll be quorumed. No, he'll be what do you call when you put somebody against
quarantine.
Somebody? No, wrong
he'll,
word.
He'll be dislodged.
Yeah, he'll be nope, wrong word. He'll
impeached.
Be challenged. No, won't be
challenged.
Impeached. He'll be challenged, but he's called. They call it a specific word. Come on, Bob, you can do this.
No, they. You know, it's challenged. Somebody challenges him in the primaries.
Uh-huh.
I forget the word. Okay, we got that, and we're talking about. How do we get into that? We're talking about Sydney had her chance. Sydney knows. Dominion. They know that she can beat them in court, and they're avoiding it.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to make a deal with her, settle out of court?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
She would not do that. Right. Okay, so they're in trouble. Will there be concerns over election fraud, election altering,
called,
cheating?
Called primaried. You'll be primaried, Bob.
Primaried? Okay. I don't know that. But
in the primary, they're going to put somebody. If a Republican is a Republican in office and they're running, you don't put another Republican against the incumbent. If you primary the incumbent, that's what it's called, is to primary.
All right, thank you.
But he's going to be primaried.
Right.
And Kemp, here's your newsflash, Kemp will lose.
Okay. Will Trump orchestrate that and pick the challenger?
Yeah, he will.
Is Trump still very powerful in the Republican Party, or there's a big faction in the Republican Party that ignores him because they think he's gone?
Nope, he's not gone.
Right, but is there a big chunk of the Republican Party that will ignore him, that he doesn't
nope.
control, or they're turning to him, support, they're supporting him. That's all they got.
Uh-huh.
So talking about, the next election, will there be election cheating again? Technically,
no. Georgia's passing laws right now to stop all that foolishness.
But that'll just be
Georgia election reform bill. Well, that's where all the if it hadn't been for four states, it wouldn't have happened in the United States this time.
Didn't it happen in a lot of different states? Not just the
only
six
four
swing states.
Only four. Only four.
All right. And there's other cases that Sydney's going to go to court about, right? She's got other trials coming up. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Is Ion continuing to help her, putting documents on her nightstand?
She don't need no help, but yes, she has the full support of the power and prowess of non-physical presently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Notice how we said, did you see how we said that exactly?
Uh-huh. Prowess and power of non-physical.
Yep.
I think it was. Is there something particular about those P words?
Uh-huh. She's kind of like Flynn, Bob.
Right. And she deserves it because she's been faithful to the letter all her courtly career.
That's correct. She's a dominatrix like Carolyn, and she wears leather like Carolyn, and she's not a prude like Carolyn.
Awesome. And let's see. So, if you look
she can be vulgar. She can be vulgar, but she finds it not necessary.
Right. Like Carolyn?
Like Carolyn. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm reading this
article. And she finds the male form very attractive, like Carolyn.
Mm. Okay.
Especially without gloves on.
All right, stop it. I'm trying to get to another topic, okay?
Stop it! Girl, Carolyn, look who's the prude male. Look who's the prude male.
There's a series of articles by Patrick Byrne, who was part of the team of Sidney Powell, Mike Flynn, and Patrick Byrne that were trying throughout December 2020 to get access to Trump to show him that it'll be easy to stop the Biden train. Just follow their instructions. And they were blocked by the staff and Pat Cipollone and Mark Meadows and all these people. But the lower down staff members, they loved Pat and Sydney and Mike. Okay, so Pat was there, and he's like, what, the fly's eye, the fly's ear, he's a fly on the wall. He reports like a diary, step by step, what happened. And basically, when he summarizes it all, he's disappointed, and he's disappointed in Rudy. Rudy was too old, and Rudy was nipping in the drink too much and ran a disorganized program. JW disagrees with that. Does Ion agree with JW that Rudy is was
yeah.
that was?
Rudy's
but they
fine.
Didn't get.
Rudy's fine.
But they didn't get things done that they could have. Is there a reason
really?
Why?
We don't know. You don't necessarily know that. It ain't over yet. You won't be over till it's over, Bob. Once it's over, then you can decide if it was insipid or not. It's not finished yet.
And so Rudy's in there with Sidney, helping Sidney, helping whoever else is going to court, Linwood and all
much
that.
Much as possible. Much as possible. He's trying to step away, but that's not what you asked. What you asked was did Rudy Giuliani mess up anything? No, he didn't mess up one thing. Everything's perfect.
Was it predetermined that Trump would not be able to stop Biden? That Biden will go in, that was part of the larger inevitable script?
In the script now, yeah. And then there were a couple of scripts where that was not the case, as you well know.
Right. Well, there was a couple of scripts, but then nobody knew which script would dominate. And then
idea when things changed up, so yeah.
Yeah, and when Biden got in, Ian looked around and said, well, there's no possible reality for this, which was
that's
the
right.
anomaly we're in now. And so I assume that doesn't last forever. There's just no ground for
it. Well, it's fleeting, but it's still it's fleeting. Let's say it that way.
Right. Now, Biden died. Was anybody around him a week or so ago when he passed on?
Yes.
His family?
No, they don't like him. He's prodigy.
And Jill didn't like him either?
She still don't. She's excited.
She still doesn't like him, and she's excited that he's nowhere around.
Yeah, he's gone. He ain't talking shit no more.
Will that ever be made public?
Not for a long time.
Maybe 50 years, right?
Likely. That's a long time, Bob. Let's see. AOC says he ain't got but 11 years left, so we don't know.
Okay, so it'll come out in the end times when we're all getting burnt up by the EMP or something.
When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing it will be. Yeah, like that.
Okay, so Patrick Byrne's emotional assessments of different people and what's going on is not completely 100% accurate. So he's useful to tell us what people did on certain dates. I like to know that kind of schedule. Now, he says a staffer told him that Melania was told by an FBI Secret Service agent that if Trump goes for a second term and gets in, he will be JFK'd, meaning he'll be assassinated. Did that get said to Melania? Is that true?
No, no, and it's not true. And if he'd have said it to her, she'd say, well, good. Why didn't they JFK him already? If it was all that, why don't tell me that? Do it. Don't tell me that. Do it. Yeah. She ain't listening to that shit.
But they did have to leave the Mar-a-Lago around Christmas time and get back to the White House because they heard of some threat, and that was real. Threat on the family.
Yeah, right? but the threat, Mar-a-Lago's much more secure than the White House, for God's sake. So, yes, they did go back, but it wasn't from a fear base. It was from a capacity of, all right, let's go. You want to go? Let's go. It was a big valley moment, Bob. Remember Barbara Stanwyck?
Yeah, but do you mean that Trump was challenging them? I said, I'll even give you an opportunity. I'll go to a weaker place, the White House.
I'm coming back. I'll get right here. I'll be right here. If you need me, I'm right here. Let's go. You want to go? Let's go.
So he challenged them because he's confident because he has very good security.
Nope, because he knows you. And he knows what you can do, and he knows right now he's a bit impenetrable.
Awesome.
Presently. You gave him a false sense of security with your goddamn drops, and he's, I don't know, not looking good, Bob.
So what was I going to say about that? So he, has there been any obvious assassination attempts on him? Like, well, back in November 2019, he got poisoned, same time as JW. He saw that as an attempt on him, right? And he knew the drop saved him. All right.
Yeah, and there's had another attempt at Mar-a-Lago this last month that was very scary. But he only had 2 days in bed, and he was good.
Another poisoning?
Yeah.
All right.
But he's got his products up to snuff now, so there's very little they can do to him now. Once you get your meat sack, you can dry the meat sack down, but you really can't take the life out of it once you get the complete products together. It's really challenging to do that.
Oh, that's amazing.
Don't tell Carolyn.
No, but one is made so strong, the immune system is so powerful, or whatever you call yourself that's whatever it is that protects you, is so activated by the iCell and super sugar that you can't be killed. That's pretty good. That's a new dimension to this.
It's very challenging to get the body so low. But now that doesn't mean you still don't have complaints or problems or this or that. You know, I got a headache or my asshole hurts or I got a little weepy something or something, you know. I'm not saying that you don't have that. You borrow that from the construct of the mind. Total fucked up biology told you that, Bob. You should know that better than anybody. You know, you can muscle test it and see what you really think about it if you want to. It's okay, good. But that's the issue, not the problem.
So everybody on the products, they can stay eternal. They can't die unless they commit suicide voluntarily.
And then even that's becoming challenging, as you see.
So is it okay to talk about the products this way, or is this too bold?
Yeah, do it and tell everybody to try to commit suicide and see if it works or not. That'll prove the point. See, that'll be good. You're saying, here's the words. Now I want everybody to go drink strychnine, see if you make it. And if you make it, you're doing better. If you don't, it was not going to last anyway, so you're good. So you can be Jim Jones. You can take them to Guyana and show them how the Kool-Aid really tastes, Bob.
Okay. Is Hillary Clinton, the original Hillary Clinton, grew up in Chicago, is she still dead?
Yes, still.
Right. Now, Rudy was going to nail Hillary. Is that still coming? It would be the after image of Hillary.
If she lived. Yeah, if she lived. If she lives, yes.
Is there someone in the Trump pro-Trump faction that manages the Hillary double?
No, you don't want to go there. Don't do that. You can, but that's not necessary. That doesn't gain you anything that's fruitful.
Right, but they can manage the double, and they'll determine when they'll announce her death.
Yeah, correct? Yeah. Of course. That's. But see, that's not what you were going to say. So good. You changed it around. That part's okay. That's good.
Okay,
just make it where it's functioning. Because if it's functioning, then it makes sense and it's logical. Then you can go, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But this circular logic doesn't help anything. It doesn't prove your point or emasculate your position very well.
Okay. So will millions of billions of people join Trump's platform that will shock the MSNBC, ABC, CNN gang?
Yes, of course.
And they will continue to deny it's happening, though, right? They have to keep doing that.
Well, they won't deny it. They won't deny it. They won't acknowledge that it is.
They won't even talk about it.
Yeah, they'll just say, I don't know, it's some version of Parler or something. Something
right.
Silly.
What was that? The angle on that. The
being fascist was on the wrong syllable.
Right. So the media. So the CNN had been called out for having very low ratings lately. Now they say Fox is lower than CNN. Is this where people watching TV?
We don't know that. That's
you
not
don't
true.
See that. Right?
Not the case. But the only reason Fox has dropped at all is because everybody's tuning in to Fox Nation, which is a separate thing.
Okay. And what do you call the one that they're not doing? Fox News?
Right. The one, regular Fox. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have known the Fox Nation.
What do they offer on Fox Nation?
They got Paula Deen, the Butter Queen. They got everything. They got everything over there with its own app.
I mean, right, and they don't. It's not Tucker Carlson and that kind of journalistic commentary.
He has his own show 3 days a week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday during the day. So you don't have to wait for nighttime to hear what the stupid fucker's got to say. You can hear him all the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's why things, if anything's dropped, that's why it's dropped.
Because it went to Fox Nation. But in general, people are not watching news on a big network level anymore.
No reason, because they're all saying the same thing, and it's all stupid. And then they say it, and 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 then, oh, my God, Joe Biden, 65 days into the election, Joe Biden had a news conference today. Oh, my God, Joe Biden didn't say nothing. Oh, my God, he called from the same people, and they gave him softball questions, and he asked about the things, and he's going to fix everything. I mean, I can't believe it. Joe Biden doesn't like Donald J. Trump. It's unbelievable. I can't believe he said bad things about Donald Trump. It's unbelievable. How could he possibly say such a thing? Blah, 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 blah. And then everybody's like, okay, yeah, fuck you. We're good.
Did he have his press conference today, March 25th?
He did. First time in 65 days.
How'd it go, Carol?
Slow.
Okay, it was.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. I think I passed by it for about 5 seconds, and it looked so embarrassing. I ran.
It was very slow. Mm-hmm.
Embarrassing, and people are saying that sent stuff to me. He's worse than a 3-year-old child.
You said that. People said to you, Carol. What did you just say, Carol? People said to you, Carol.
That his speech was like that of a 3-year-old child, and he stumbled and forgot his place and wants to quit
and
the filibuster.
Everything he said was read. That's the newsflash. He said nothing original. Every word he said was off his script, including who he called on to ask the question.
Was that visible on a screen below eye level for us? We couldn't see what he was reading?
Well, you can see what he'd answer a question, and he'd look at his notes and see Colin, who was next, to ask the question that's supposed to be completely extemporaneous.
All right. Now, Carolyn, your friends emailed that they were disgusted with it.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, that was a double, not a clone, that spoke, right? Why can't the double, doesn't have dementia, you assume, speak faster?
Well, it was clear. It was clear what was said. It wasn't a problem with what he said. It was just also contrived. That's what was wrong with it.
Well, the media, the anti-Trump forces, say this is great to have a relaxing president, a non-entity president. We're not agitated. Mm. Is that bullshit?
Well,
they want news.
We really can't tell. We really can't tell because all they keep talking about is how every time something's going on now, what's going on at the border is Trump's fault because he disassembled everything to go with them. With border trouble, border problems, border anything. It's because he just took apart everything, everything. And now we're having to rebuild everything. And they're putting them kids in the same goddamn cages that they did when Obama was president. So I don't know. He must not have undone too much because it's the same cages.
Right. So you're saying that Trump, that's what they're saying about Trump. But there is this line that Biden is soothing. He's a good president because he's not too public. Is that completely ridiculous as a theory?
His friend or foe, even the friends are starting to ask very, very, very specific questions. How long are we going to be like this? What is, they didn't ask one COVID question on the whole thing, which is what the whole pandemic of everything is supposed to be about. As far as the theory of everything, they didn't get a single question about COVID at all, which is a little troubling. But minus that, they're on the road to Wellville, and he's going to clean up everything Trump fucked up, and he's going to make the crooked way straight, and he's going to fix everything. And don't worry, it's only been here 60 days. Let me fix it, and then I'll fix it, and you can quit crying. And come on, man, you know better than that. I know better than that. It's better know than that. You know. You know, the thing, you know, the thing.
Why can't
the thing,
why can't the double not be so airheaded looking? Why can't they look at
people? Well, they don't want it to, they don't want it to pump.
Well, they don't want Trump, they don't want a Biden to be successful. Somebody doesn't want him to be successful in the Democratic Party.
Oh, and he decided today he's going to run again. Remember, he wasn't going to be but for one term. No, he's decided he's going to run again and win. Is he going to run against Trump? He said, who's Trump? I don't even know where I'm going to be next Tuesday. I don't know about that. I don't know. How am I supposed to know all that?
So there are people in the Democratic Party, the string pullers, who are planning on getting rid of Biden. That's the plan. So they want to make it plausible that he had to get rid. He was mentally incompetent. That's why you're saying they're letting the double be dumb.
Don't say dumb, say non-credible.
Non-credible. They want that. They want to get to Kamala.
Not incredible, non-credible. There's a difference.
Right, and non-credible. Yeah, and Nancy Pelosi's running the strings of the Democratic Party because she's going to get to be president. That's the whole plan, right? That
makes real quiet, though. You ain't heard shit out of her lately, not even on Matt Drudge's ridiculousness, have you?
Yeah, and you don't hear about Hillary. When we don't hear about them, are they just worried or are they scheming?
Both. Worried and scheming. They're quite interchangeable as far as zeitgeist go, aren't they, Bob?
Yeah, so they see that the double of Hillary sees that she may have to go to court. That Trump may pull this off. Rudy Giuliani, eventually, they see that eventually they're going to lose.
They're going to get nailed, yeah.
And that's what's set.
So still, it may change tomorrow, but not today.
All right. Okay, thank you. I think we got that covered. Now, the Pentagon's been releasing incredible UFO reports. I mean, 60, 80 years. No, there's no UFOs. It's all swamp gas. No problem. All of a sudden, they're saying, yeah, there's UFOs. We talk to them. Mm-hmm. We study their broken contraptions. Why are they saying this?
So you start going to talk to them, it won't be odd. It'll be normal.
Odd. It won't be odd. A-W-E-D or O-D-D. I guess O-D-D.
Odd, O-D-D.
Right?
O-D-D.
Right.
It won't be strange if Bob goes, why, who the fuck is Bob? Why, how's he going to go talk to something that doesn't exist? You told us for all these years that nothing existed. Now you're sending Bob to go talk to him. And this emissary is going to go work out all the details for something that doesn't exist. That seems a bit weird, don't you think? And then all of a sudden they go, aha. And then all of a sudden, so there is. But prove the point. So you can prove the point. You know, Bob.
Right. So
just like Charlie McCarthy.
Right. And these people that are releasing these reports or want to change the public attitude, are they working for Bob? They know Bob's going to do it, or they're trying to get their faction in, their spokesman?
No, they're going against Bob, but they're going to lose, which is going to work to your favor. But,
all right.
You know.
Okay.
Nothing serious going on here, Bob.
Right. Speaking of space, I have here NASA says, the sun is not fire. There's a black hole in the sun. The whole solar system is being affected, not by human pollution. And then I have seen two moons, two suns, and other Earths. So those are the factors of any changes going on in our immediate solar system. The two moons, the two suns, and other Earths. All right.
Yes.
So why do you say the sun is not fire? What is it?
It's not.
It's not burning.
It's a black hole. It's a black hole. It's a star. It's about to go supernova.
Right. Now, does regular astronomy know that?
Yeah, Bob. It's not like they got not like you can go to the sun and roast Winnie's by the fire. It's not fire.
So, people talked about the sun as the sun, ball of fire, and then the black holes started
Not a ball of fire. Not a ball of fire.
Right. Okay, what did they say 100 years ago it was?
Oh, they didn't know. They thought it was a shiny orb that was going to eat them, Bob. They had to worship the sun god to make sure that they would get their dick hard. And then they had their yin and their yang, and they took the salt palmetto to see if they could achieve an erection lasting more than 45 minutes. You know, the normal things that you all go through today.
Okay, so the sun is not fire, and then the idea of black hole surfaces in the 60s, did regular academia get to the point where they teach that the sun is a black hole? Because they're always talking about black holes, and they show them out there or what they could look like, but they don't show
it. Yeah, but the funny is the people who teach it don't know what the fuck it is. That's what's amazing to us.
They don't know the sun's a black hole.
No, they don't know what a black hole is. They describe a black hole. They say what a black hole feels like. They show you what a black hole looks like, but they can't show you what's on the other end of a black hole, and they don't really know what the fuck a black hole is. But yet they talk about it. See that? See the rub?
Right. And so
there's
the poles. Yeah, so there might be something in the solar system, the movement of the two moons, the two suns, and the Earth. They affect our Earth and the pole flipping. Cause the pole flipping? Is that a...
Likely.
Explains that. Okay. Last week, Saturday, I think, or Tuesday, I was hamming it up with a funny voice and listing off all that was going on around the INOS, and they weren't aware of it or they weren't paying attention. And one of them was, and the fact that the Chinese run your government. So that's a blatant statement. Does that refer to the communist Chinese through Biden now run our government?
Yes, but then you didn't hear the words that went along with that. You asked later, could the mountain overturn or overcome Xi Jinping? And the answer was yes.
Right. The mountain has the advantage in the long run to whatever China thinks they're doing, whatever the Communist Party thinks that they're locking
in. If China takes over and then the mountain wins, then the outcome is the same.
Well, right. Yes. China, the new government, the mountain's political structure will take over.
You did say it was a solar government, didn't you?
Yeah, okay. They take over, but the Chinese Communist Party wanted America to suffer. The mountain doesn't want Americans to suffer.
They are suffering. They're not goddamn wet back from every level, but plowing in. They're in their houses. They're in lockdown. Bob rule. They can't work. They have to wait to see what Bob gives them in money checks. They can't do nothing. They can't know nothing. They can't go to whorehouse no more. They can't even get good fresh meth anymore, Bob. It's ridiculous what they're having to go through. Heroin is everywhere, and they don't even want it. It's ridiculous. People are miserable, Bob. Go to Philadelphia. You can pick up needles out of the yard where people are shooting up. They're shooting up with dirty needles, Bob. That's what they're doing. Junkies. They're just junkies. That's what they are. They're acting like unrivaled Canadians, Bob.
Unrivaled or unrivaled? B-A-L-D.
B-A-L-D. Rivaled.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sober and cautious. Subdued Canadians. They're acting like that.
Yeah, they're on dope and don't know that it's a problem.
So the Chinese Communist Party brought in this condition before Biden? Before they put Biden in?
Sort of. Okay.
They had to get
you have to listen to Biden. You have to listen to Biden talking about how he knows Xi Jinping better than anybody, and his second in command. Talked to him for 8 years while he was the vice president, and he knows all the news that is news across the living nation, and he knows what they're trying to do and what they want to do, and he's going to help them every way he can. But America has to be in there, too. Didn't say first. They said in there, too. And so you'll see. You'll see. It's plain. Your storyline is holding up perfectly well, Boss Bob.
You did tell us 10 years ago that China owned the gold, the Fort Knox, and everything else, and the banking and the mortgages and all that. And but China had to show its hand, or the Communist Party, because Trump was upsetting their hidden control of America, so they had to make themselves visible. And that's a mistake.
And agenda. Yes, the agenda. It wasn't about the gold. It was about the agenda. Yes, good.
And they wanted to keep that secret.
You're getting good at this, Bob.
Right. But the mountain was the one who set the agenda, whatever their agenda was. It was a positive one for America. And the Communist Party tried to distort that agenda, ride on it, and they'll crash, and the mountain will pick up the pieces and go back to the control it had 50 years ago, 80 years ago.
Okay.
But they will gradually give up their control as Bob Rule is fulfilled.
They'll yield, yes.
Yes. Now, can we say all that I just said the last couple of minutes, or is that top secret? The difference between the communists and the mountain and how it unfolds.
Oh, what the fuck? Go with it, Bob. Tell them something. Let's see if they get it. You're hiding too many secrets because you can tell them in plain sight stuff that was so obvious that there's no way under heaven, moon, and stars they can have. You've given to them. And then Kurt says, well, did you feel good when you had an erection, Bob? You know, was your erection good? You know, it's like, come on now, it's ridiculous. So,
okay,
you know,
I got
do
that.
What it do what it do. So, don't worry, don't hide it from them, Bob. Just let them take it like a man.
All right. Why did Trump, in his recent interview with somebody, said he urged all Americans to get vaccinated? That seemed to be counter what people thought Trump was for. He wasn't so for vaccinations.
Nah, he's trying to keep everybody. He knows the people that are going to die. So go on and get vaccinated so you'll feel good when you die. Ain't no trouble.
No, he knows our scenario. He knows our scenario as much as I do. He's up to date. He is waiting to see what Ion predicted.
Yeah, you're a little bit more ahead, just because you're more insightful. You follow the memes. He doesn't necessarily follow memes. You do. He wants to create memes, and you do too. But you don't talk about it that way, you see.
Right.
You get
so
that.
He sees what's coming, and he doesn't want to be yelled about and appear controversial, rock the boat right now until he gets his TV platform going, information platform. So he just went with the party line. Probably a good policy,
His own line, but yeah.
Right. So those that object and think he abandoned them, shut up. There's other things going on that you're not aware of.
Well,
Mr.
Think
Mike
that.
Adams.
No, he says think that. He says think that, because if you think I abandoned you, hell, I probably did. You're probably not included in my world anyway. Who the fuck are you to be one to get mad because you're not included? I didn't send you a memo. Okay, if you didn't get the memo, that's your problem, not my fault.
All right.
It's all good. It's all good.
How many people and their doubles will die? I'm thinking, I guess these are iconography, voices, faces in the TV body that people see and know.
Still two-thirds. Well, two-thirds.
So same ratio as the general population.
Oh, yeah.
Who's someone that's going to survive?
Some will be noticed and some that's not. Betty White won't make it.
Well, I was going to say, who's going to survive that Ian said they shouldn't survive? They don't deserve it. Anybody like that will survive?
No.
So those that deserve it go. And that's already set, right? It's set who's going to die. So
pretty much
a lot of the famous people in different fields that we know in the TV landscape are going to go. Two-thirds of them, that's a lot. Okay.
In essence.
Yeah.
Now, we're being a little bit cheeky, but this is soundbite, so you're not getting all the blow-by-blow-by-blow on purpose, because you got to develop it. You see, you know that. You know this, so good.
But this is as much as I can broadcast, so we're not going to develop it today.
That's right. But there's more to it. You're good with that. That's right. Good. Excellent. You're getting so good at this, Bob. You're doing great.
Yep. Okay. There were mystery booms in San Diego recently.
Next thing you know, you're going to be quoting scripture, Bob. It'll be crazy.
I will be quoting scripture?
Yeah.
Okay. No problem.
Crazy.
When you know what the Bible means, it's good to know. It's interesting.
It does help it down there.
Yeah. So what are these recent mystery booms in San Diego area? In the San Diego area.
That's the fall, the inside fall from the fault lines and increased radiation and tumultuous city of angels kicking back.
So it's the rumblings before the big earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
And it reflects from the ground below into the sky, and people think there's some mystery boom in their environment or over San Diego. But it's coming from the earth and the rubbing together plates and stuff. Right?
Dude.
That's what you're describing?
Dude.
Okay. Do the seismologists know that?
No. We don't know what they know. They don't know really what they know, so it's hard to know what they know and don't know. They don't
right.
have
so
ideas, too. We know they don't know what they know. Yes. Okay, good.
But the newspapers and the panic media don't know that. They just think it's some odd UFO reflection or something, right?
Yeah.
They're not seeing.
Yeah. They think it's some swamp gas out of a peat bog or something, you know, the normal
so
thing. They call things a lot of things, Bob.
Right, so they're going to get surprised when the earthquake shows up. They don't expect it.
Yeah. No, they won't. They won't be surprised. They'll know. Then they'll come back and say, "Well, we knew something was going on, and the San Andreas Fault was getting deeper, and we had to do this, and we knew this, and so we're real smart. We told y'all that we didn't tell you. Did you get the memo? The thing we didn't send. We told you."
Okay. So,
kind of like Ravenstein, you know, always almost a preacher.
I think it's in 2012 or some interesting movie recently, 8 years ago, showed the great footage of the earthquake happening and somebody driving along the highway just keeping ahead of it. Will it look like that? Houses caving in and the highways opening up?
Yeah.
Huge chasm.
It's the same way. You remember 8-bit?
The person? Yes.
Yeah. They dreamed it and told you all about it and they were describing it and you thought they were insane. It's like 8-bit described it.
What is 8-bit doing today? Does he still live in the little house in Venice Beach area?
Yeah, well, it's a little, it's about half of it, but now it's less than it was. But yeah, just hanging out.
Yeah, so he's just talking it up, pretending he's a local celebrity.
No less than he ever was, yeah.
And he doesn't have any interest in Iandum.
Maybe, but he doesn't know what to do now. See, you separate yourself and then you don't know how to handle it. So now what do we do?
Right. Okay, I have here CRISPR and Zuckerberg. Why would they be related, CRISPR and Zuckerberg?
Oh,
Zuckerberg doing
they both,
funding CRISPR?
No,
go ahead.
Zuckerberg is a product of CRISPR. CRISPR made the DNA shift and change with the dog sperm that made people follow the facial book and line them up for facial book interaction.
So way back in Harvard, when he started Facebook, I think it had a different name. It was just for college kids. His DNA was altered by another world?
Yale.
Oh, yeah. Yale. Oh,
and then
okay.
And then he entered into the problem, and the problem was that the people's DNA had to be changed in order for it to be a hit. Because it wouldn't have been a hit otherwise.
So whose DNA? Who changed the people's DNA?
CRISPR.
Is that something that was made and people consumed it, like our drops?
Contrived by man, but not made by hands.
Right. So,
some might call it the perfect storm. Some might say the birth of the tech body. Some might say it's where the tech body got the upper hand. But we would never be so high-minded to prescribe such an audacious contrition position.
Right. So these are part of the astral plane, the other worlds interacting with our world because the poles are flipping. This was one of the effects. To make digital technology.
Not effect.
Right. And since the aliens helped in us reverse engineering, they were involved with this. That's where the other dimension comes from. The aliens were altering people's DNA. And were they altering just people around Yale or the whole world's DNA?
Well, the whole world now. Because now people can't take a shit without posting it on the facial book.
Right, but in the beginning, was it just limited to the Yale student population? The change
in the
DNA?
It was just supposed to be a way for people to connect. And it went wrong. See, the tech body took life. And Zuckerberg will tell you stuff. He said it was a little thing. We did a little thing, and then it took a life of its own. See?
Right.
It almost beat him out of his own company, if you recall.
Right. There were these brothers that said that he stole from them. And he probably did. Right?
Who cares? You want to have it all.
Right. But the point, that's when the tech body started, is what you like to say, even though it was there with the Ark of the Covenant. But in ratios, in particulars, Facebook started the tech body with the DNA change. And they worry about the new vaccines changing our DNA. Well, they don't think the computers change our DNA, the circuitry.
Right, but yet everybody's sitting around on their black mirrors and can't imagine going anywhere without their black mirror. Now, who is that? Calvin fall out again? Or Bob fell out? Who's fell out? Oh, there ain't no bugs on me as far as I can see. There might be dicks on some of you chicks, but there ain't no bugs on me. Oh, there ain't no bugs on me, on me. There ain't no bugs on me. There might be dicks on some of you chicks, but there ain't no bugs on me. Barbecue, it's very good, and Bob is very smart. He doesn't know that he acts sometimes just like a tart. Well, he gets all upsided when he comes into his own. He doesn't know if he's on his life or if he's on the phone. Oh, who is Jim Eagle? Looks like just Jim Crow. The GOP makes Jim Crow. Looks like Jim Eagle, you know. Well, we don't know where we're going here. Well, sure, we will be fine. We don't know if he's gonna make it. It must be sublime. There is a frequency, you see, if you're looking at us. But don't you think you're going to cause quite such a fuss? Well, there ain't no bugs on me as far as you can see. There might be dicks on some of you chicks, but there ain't no bugs on me. Well, barbecue's very good. You know it with wood. If you can just understand, it's all that you could do. CRISPR works against you all. It's making you sublime. It'll tell you if you're here, if you can make it in time. Ta-da! They're worse than Ted Kennedy. That goes back to put Paul Coverdale in the Senate and put White Fowler out. We don't know what he's done, but he's been in it. That's what we're talking about. So put Paul Coverdale in the Senate. He's our man and he can win it. Put Paul Coverdale in the Senate and put White Fowler out. He's worse than Ted Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm back. I got just said call failure, totally disconnected me.
See, that's what happened. That's what y'all was doing to Ion to us on the show, blowing out the internet. You must have been getting something hot and heavy. You got Zuckerberg and CRISPR telling tales out of school. They blowed your bitch ass up. You know that?
Yes, but it says here in Wikipedia that Zuckerberg attended Harvard University, not Yale. Why do you say Yale?
That's where it got famous, because that's where it became famous, is at Yale.
Okay. All right. So we were talking. So I wanted to check the date. In May 12, 2004. So he launched Facebook in 2004. That's approximately, well, February 4th, so 2 days before was my birthday. TechBody was launched on my birthday approximately.
Mm-hmm.
You like that? That syncing up there?
It was amazing. As if Kamala Harris would go, we're going to perfect her laugh before Saturday, Bob.
I noticed that. Yes, I was thinking that right now. Mm-hmm. You wanted to practice it. It wasn't so good an hour ago. People, when they see Zuckerberg testifying in Congress, they think he looks like an alien. What is it? Is it because his DNA got changed violently?
No, he's just a goof. He's just a goof. He's just a goof. He's like Wahlberg. He's just a goofy. He just, you know, bullshit stuff. He doesn't even know. He doesn't even qualify to be here.
Does he understand what he has done? Does he enjoy his wealth as a consumer?
He really doesn't notice. He doesn't do much different than he would do otherwise. Because any fucking step he takes, if he takes one sip of water, he's destroying the planet. If he takes one trip, he's killing the world. And if he does anything, he could be just the thing that he's controlling, this zeitgeist that he's deciding who's in and who's out, could just as easily cancel he.
Right, but are you saying he's a neurotic eco-fascist is worried about polluting people, hyper-leftist,
no,
socialist?
No. He's afraid, desperately afraid, that this ridiculous, stupid thing he created or somebody else created that he stole is going to be taken away from him or destroyed.
Yeah,
Remember Netscape?
He's worried that he's paranoid, not enjoying himself. He's too worried.
Because the next thing you know, they're going to block up the Suez Canal, Bob. You don't even get, you don't get shit through there.
Is that coming, the blocking of the Suez Canal?
It's already happened.
All right. Secretly, it's not being talked about?
You can find it if you look hard.
Well, why is it being closed? Is that setting up the Armageddon in the Middle East?
There's 350 ships trying to get by it right now, and they can't do it.
Well, why block
it? Turmoil.
Somebody's trying to create frustration.
Enough. Who cares? Nobody even knew where the Suez Canal went to in Egypt till we blocked it.
Until you what? Brought them?
Blocked it.
Blocked it. So we blocked it.
We turned a container ship sideways.
And you want to create frustration. Is that the tech body talking?
There'll be no oil or gas shipments to Europe from the Middle East. Otherwise, they have to go around Africa. They don't use the Suez Canal.
So this has happened within the last 48 hours?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It'll catch up. Once it has a little bit more bang, it'll catch up.
So this is the beginning of another part of the tribulations we're moving into.
No, in a graceless society, Bob.
Right. Should I play this point about Suez Canal and the blocking?
You may.
Okay.
You may.
I have here the phrase, incredulous design, ? I think you used it. Incredulous, a design that people can't believe. What were you referring to?
The world as we know it, the way it is now.
Ah, the design of the tech bodies controlling of what we see.
It's the tech body's representation of what you see, because that's not what you see. That's not what you see. It's the representation of what you see. It'll change tomorrow. It's already changed three times.
You mean the narrative that's said? The narrative is changing.
Whatever that means. Whatever that means, yeah.
Those that watched Biden's press conference, were they shocked at how bad he was?
The ones that loved him adored him. Oh, my God, it was so wonderful. He was trying to be unifying to those grand old party motherfuckers who were trying to kill him. They're just trying to kid him. And he's trying to be sweet. And he says, I'm going to work with everybody as long as you do whatever I say. But if you don't do what I say, I ain't working with nobody. And I'll get rid of the filibuster, and I'm going to put everything in place. And you can start sowing. You better get Betsy Ross to get some more stars to put on them flags, because we're fixing to have a couple of more states to make us be Democrats for the next 100 years.
They're going to incorporate Puerto Rico or whatever, other places?
Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah,
And might do Guam, too, might as well. Why not? Three states is better than none.
Now, you said a year or two ago that Democrats won't have a president for 37 years. And maybe you said that 5 years ago. So you didn't say that they would not control the House or the Senate, but the presidency they wouldn't get. And that still stands. They're not going to have the presidency for 37 years.
They don't have if you ask any Democrat right now, they don't have a president right now. They got a puppet.
That's right.
They got a Manchurian candidate.
The Democrats say that.
They do. AOC's fist is hell. He's not left enough. He's right of the right of the left. And he don't say nothing. He don't know nothing. He can't get nothing. He's slow and confused and stutters. He loses his train of thought. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah, they don't got a president now. He's just a Jim Henson Muppet. You know, right. The two old men that sat up in the theater that made fun of the Muppet Show?
Yeah.
That's him. That's actually a him.
That's the AOC.
That's Biden. Is the two old men up in the theater making fun of the show.
Okay. He's an unconscious manipulative satire of the function of the presidency. He's satirizing it, making fun of it.
He doesn't think he is. He thinks he's being deluded and insincere.
He thinks he's being deluded and he's sincere.
Yeah.
What's he thinks he's been deluded by?
This hoisted power that he now controls, and he's going to do what he wants to do. And the people hired me to do a job, and you're going to do what I say now, because I've been hired to do a job, and they want me to do something, but I'm not going to do anything, but you're going to do what I say one way or the other, because I'm in charge, goddammit. He said he'd been, today in the press conference, he said he'd been in Congress for 120 years. So he's saying he's been around longer than you, Bob. He said he'd been in the Senate for 120 years.
Yeah, he said 120?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he correct himself?
It's in the record. You can find it.
Is Don Lemon regularly briefed by his puppet masters to talk the crap he talks? Or does he know how to talk that way? He doesn't have to.
Don Lemon doesn't know. He doesn't know anything. He just says stuff. He just, something comes, gets a tickle in his throat, and he throws up, and whatever vomit comes out, that's what he says. It's ridiculous. But nobody's, who's listening to Don Lemon? He don't even have a show anymore, because nobody listens to him. He's worse than Cuomo.
Right. We used to say that Trump was Bob in the White House. Is Biden another aspect of Bob in the White House?
That would be the slow Bob, you know. The one that's nice to everybody, that doesn't really know anything and can't find out nothing. And I created Ion, but I don't know what it is. You shouldn't follow what Ion says. I don't know. And this woman I've been living with, she's a good acquaintance. I've known her for several days. We sort of shacked up a little while, and maybe we're going to see how this goes. But I don't know her very well. You know, every time I go to bed, she gets up for some reason. I don't understand how that is all working as far as relationships go. All I know is I leave the windows open when I shouldn't. That's all I know for sure.
Right. Okay. I found out about, through the amazing Polly, a character named Doug Band, who was President Bill Clinton's body man before Clinton was president, so to speak, or during his presidency. It goes way back. Now, Doug Band formed a PR firm called Teneo, T-E-N-E-O, with two other guys, and they became a hugely successful PR firm. And all of the Bilderberger companies all joined up to be connected and be clients of Doug Band. And and he continued to succeed and go up the food chain, to the point where he was able to buy David Rockefeller's home a couple of years ago, and he moved into Rockefeller's. So for me, if there were Bolsheviks who took over the Rockefeller Empire, killed off the Rockefellers late 70s, early 80s, they moved into the South with the Moral Majority and Sam Walton and Walmart, these Pentagon communist Bolsheviks formerly running the Soviet Union. This guy is and a manifestation of the Bolshevik gang, because he eventually got to the point to rub it in David Rockefeller's face, because he was probably part of the murder of Rockefeller, by taking over his house. Is that where Beter's interpretation apply to the example of Doug Band? He's a Bolshevik-controlled guy who controlled Clinton, probably, and everybody, which was formerly big Rockefeller corporations, all work with Doug Band because he's the Bolshevik takeover guy, or representing that. And he got to this point where he could tromp around in Rockefeller's home and almost in spite saying, what a jerk this home is, because old Rockefeller was here, but I'm here to play in it. What do you make of that whole scenario I just said? Ridiculous, or is there a bit of truth to it?
Any truth in it? Best part of it is he even got the furniture that went with it, too. That was what was the hoot.
That was the hootenanny.
So Doug Van, if he was a, was he a bodyguard? Was he part of the security of Clinton at the beginning?
No, information. He was the, they had to get information on who was coming and who's going for security. He set the meme of who was able to, he'd find out about who's who. Like if he was going to go meet with Clinton, he would dossier you to find out who the fuck you were, to see what your motive or ulterior motive was. And if you was an imperial wizard of the KKK, they'd had it inside so you wouldn't be seen, or outside if it needed to be, if you were a Baptist and trying to save Clinton or something, you know, kind of thing.
Right. So he was the most informed. He was the leader of the situation. And did he get placed in the Clinton campaign by his puppet masters, you know, way back when Clinton was governor or even before governor? Is he someone that was attached?
In Arkansas. Was in Arkansas for sure.
Yeah, and that would be the gang around Hillary's father that opened China.
Correct. Originally. Mm-hmm.
So Doug Band works for Hillary, basically. Not
Bill. The brother that's dead.
The brother of her uncle? The brother
Hillary.
Of...
Hillary's brother that's dead.
Oh, yeah. He did the work of the father behind the scenes.
Correct.
Yeah, he had a
Correct.
Big stomach before he died. I saw a picture of him. Big stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's this woman named Jessie Zibotar. J-E-S-S-I-E. Second name, C-Z or Z. E-B-O-T-A-R, Shebotar. Now, she claims to have been raised by the Illuminati, who did black magic on her, MK altered her, taught her the secret Lucifer's gang and how they ran this world. And she somehow, I haven't heard the whole speech, but she somehow overcame it. Now she's freeing us from Satan's rule. I want to play 10 seconds. I know you can tune into the voice, read the whole person.
Uh-huh.
What do you pick up? Let's see if this works.
Do you mind going to the one that's computer generated? It's a little easier to see.
Then we're going to a chart, a new chart.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
So this blog, I really encourage people to go visit Kathy's site, read the blog. This is going to help tie things together. It's going to be a wealth of information as we're taught.
Oh, it's just spinning.
You know, getting into these realms, the portals, the end time events, the major players who are involved. All this information is going to be there for you guys. We can pull that back up. So as we look at this, the demographic, if you look at that very middle section of it, imagine that diamond, you know, we got the four purple squares. So we've got the top and the sides of the diamond, and they go down to the bottom. And then we had said that each of those, or on that diamond, there were nine points, like the Kabbalah ladder. Okay, so we're kind of looking at the same thing here. I will let people know that when this demographic was given, we kind of have to interpret it upside down, because I was giving it from my perspective, from where I was positioned, versus looking at it from what I'm describing now, which is going to be a top-down view. So everything's just kind of upside down with that. But
and she goes, before this, she talks about the portals and the Nephilim, how the Nephilim were created, and the Dark Angels, the Lucifer's gang, are positioned at different portals around the sphere of our dimension. And you heard her say, we're moving into the end times, some kind of battle, which is typical, you know, fundamentalist Christian talk. You have, what's that, the precessionists, what are they called? You've used that term. Something Baptist. The precession? Not precession, but
No. You're talking about the fatalist, primitive Baptist.
Yeah, and they have a bigger word for the fatalism, the precession, the
what is to be will be. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she has these charts and she's working it out, and she got the good news that we have overcome the Satan's generals. Okay, what did you pick up hearing her voice and vibe? Anything of note?
No, she's scared. I don't know of what, but she's very afraid.
Right, that's the world she's been living in. She's trying to map out how it's going to unfold and how we're going to get the victory. We're up against pretty powerful satanic forces.
Well, then she needs to get confidence. She needs to get confidence because that power that she's trying to overcome is going to grind her into a fine, powdery pulp.
Right, and this interview was done after mine and put on Oliver Stone's son's site. He apparently uses another guy's site, Robert David Steele. But it's called Satanic Empire. It's all about analyzing the Satanic Empire. Is there a Satanic Empire today?
Sure.
What is it made up of? Maybe that's what you're getting.
A third of the angels from the realms of glory.
Well, okay, angels are out to do us in, to do us little men in. Satan's angels especially, Lucifer's angels.
Not necessarily. They're not necessarily. They're trying to win. They're not necessarily trying to do you in. They're looking for allies, Bob. This is the Third Reich, baby.
Right. So the Third Reich may have echoes of this chart?
Likely, yeah.
But not today.
Not yet. Uh-huh.
Okay, but the spiritual Nephilim that are guarding the portals, that's a reality?
Yeah, we'll give you that.
But the portals are all open now.
Right. Which is the
point. So that they're not protecting anything anymore or guarding on behalf of Lucifer. That's the more up-to-date statement of whatever charting she's doing. The chartings have been altered by no portals. Okay, we'll leave it at that. That's a basic.